Today we're building a filtered breakdown with a DJ-friendly structure in Ableton Live 12, using a resampling workflow that's super useful in drum and bass. If you've ever felt like your breakdowns sound a little too empty, or they don't really set up the drop properly, this lesson is going to fix that. We're not just removing drums and hoping for the best. We're creating a breakdown that breathes, evolves, and still keeps movement going so it works in a real mix, especially for DJs. In drum and bass, that contrast is everything. The breakdown gives the track a chance to open up, but it still needs tension underneath. So today, we're going to start with a short bass or synth phrase, filter it, resample it into audio, and then shape it into a breakdown that feels intentional and club-ready. Start by choosing a simple phrase from your drop. For beginners, the easiest option is a 2-bar bass loop or a Reese pattern that already has some character. You do not need something complicated here. In fact, simple is better. A breakdown works best when the listener can still recognize the original idea, even after we've filtered it down and reshaped it. If you're using MIDI, duplicate the phrase into a new section in your arrangement. If it's audio, just copy the clip over. Keep it short and repeatable. 2 to 4 notes is plenty. We want something that can carry a whole 16-bar section without getting messy. Now add auto filter to that bass or synth sound. Set it to low pass and start with a cutoff somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. A 24 dB slope is a good starting point. You can also add a little resonance, somewhere around 10 to 25%, just to give the filter a bit of personality. If the sound feels too clean, add a little saturator. If you want extra grit, Redux can help, but use it lightly. The goal here is not to make the sound disappear. The goal is to take away the full aggression at the start of the breakdown, while still letting enough character through that it feels alive. In drum and bass, that movement in the mid-range is what keeps the listener engaged while the low end pulls back. Now for the key part of the lesson, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track, then play the filtered phrase and record 8 or 16 bars. If you want to stay organized, solo the source track while you record so you only capture the breakdown element. Resampling is powerful because once the performance is printed into audio, you can treat it like raw material instead of a live instrument. That means you can edit it, slice it, reverse it, nudge it, and shape it more like an arrangement tool. This is especially useful in DNB, where phrase control matters a lot. A breakdown needs to feel structured, not random. Once the audio is recorded, open it in arrangement view and start shaping it into a real breakdown. Think in clear phrases. A simple beginner structure could be this. The first 4 bars are filtered and sparse. The next 4 bars open up a little more. Bars 9 to 12 add some extra movement, and the last 4 bars push the tension up before the drop. This is where you want to think like a DJ as well as a producer. A breakdown that lands cleanly on an 8-bar or 16-bar boundary is much easier to mix in and out of. DJs read phrasing naturally, so if your breakdown feels like it's counting in clean blocks, it will sit better in a set. Now let's make it evolve. Automate the filter cutoff so it opens gradually over the breakdown. You might start around 200 Hz and move up toward 4 or even 6 kHz by the end. You can also automate saturation a little higher toward the last 4 bars, and maybe widen the stereo image with utility as the section builds. If you're using reverb, keep it on a return track and automate the send amount upward slowly. A good breakdown usually has a shape like this. Dark and closed at the start, then slowly more open, then more detailed, then finally more urgent before the drop returns. Keep the changes smooth unless you're going for a really mechanical neuro-style effect. For a beginner, 2 or 3 main automation moves is enough. Too many and the section starts to feel cluttered. Here's a useful teacher tip. Think in energy lanes, not just filter sweeps. It's not only about getting brighter, it's also about where the listener's attention is being pulled. At the start, focus them in the mid-range. Then gradually add more top-end movement and a wider stereo feel. That way the breakdown feels like it's expanding, not just opening a filter. Now let's add a bit of life without stealing the spotlight. A filtered breakdown still needs motion, even if the drums are mostly pulled back. Try adding subtle ghost percussion, like a ghost snare every 4 bars, a few hat ticks, or a very light chopped breakbeat loop. Keep these tucked back in the mix. If they're too loud, the breakdown stops breathing and starts sounding like another full section. If you're using texture layers, cut the low end out with a Q8. Anything like ambience, noise, or chopped percussion should stay out of the sub area so the drop has room to hit hard later. A little high-pass texture can make the breakdown feel much more alive on small speakers too. That's another important point. Check your breakdown on laptop speakers as well as headphones. If it disappears completely, you probably need a little more harmonic content in the mids. Saturation, a parallel layer, or a slightly brighter filter setting can help. Next, add a couple of transition effects. A reverse cymbal into the first bar, a delay throw on the last note of the phrase, or a reverb tail that hangs into the final bar can all help the section feel musical and prepared. The key word there is prepared. We want the breakdown to feel like it's leading somewhere, not ending the track. You can also use a bit of noise under the final build, or a subtle snare fill in the last four bars. If your tune is more jungle-inspired, a chopped break fill works really well. If it's more neuro or dark bass, keep the FX tighter and cleaner. Now let's tighten the mix. Even in a breakdown, low-end control matters. If the sub is too present, the drop won't feel as powerful when it comes back. So either reduce the sub a lot or remove it completely during the breakdown. Then bring it back with impact at the drop. Use utility to test mono if needed, and use EQ8 to clean up rumble and muddy low mids. A rough guide is to keep things simple below 80 Hz, avoid buildup around 100 to 300 Hz, and watch harsh resonance in the 2 to 6 kHz area. That way the section stays clean, focused, and ready for the drop to slam. Here's a great beginner workflow to remember. Filter the phrase, resample it, edit the audio, add a few subtle textures, automate the energy upward, and keep the phrasing clean. That's the whole game. If you want to take it further, try a couple of variations. One version can be smooth and tense, with a gradual filter opening and only one texture layer. Another version can be more aggressive, with extra saturation, stronger resonance, and a chopped-up resampled phrase. Compare them and ask yourself which one feels more DJ-friendly, which one gives the drop more impact, and which one fits your style best. So to recap, a filtered breakdown gives your DNB track tension, space, and momentum. Resampling in Ableton Live 12 lets you turn a basic bass phrase into a flexible audio arrangement. Use filter automation, light saturation, subtle drums, and a clear 8-bar or 16-bar structure to make it feel musical and mix-friendly. Keep the low end under control, and your drop will hit so much harder when it returns. Now it's your turn. Pick a phrase, filter it, resample it, and shape it into a breakdown that breathes. Keep it clean, keep it structured, and let the tension do the heavy lifting.